Thank you, Mia. All right, so that's the second Sunday of the month. Those of you prophetic people are supposed to come and release words. If you'll go ahead and come and join me up here. We really believe in the prophetic ministry, and we want to redeem the prophetic ministry. We know it's not been done well all the time, okay? But really, it's as simple as this. We work to hear God. We grow in relationship with him so that we can hear his voice, hear what the Father is saying, and release it to you. So it's our job to try to hear on all the different ways that the Lord is going to hear us, and it's your job to discern the word. That's a really important part. Okay, hear me. It is your job to discern the word. It is your job to filter the word. And there's a difference between a word of knowledge and a word of prophecy. A word of knowledge is factual information I shouldn't know about you. If I guess your name or what you ate for breakfast and I shouldn't know that because I wasn't with you or never met you before, that might be divine revelation. But that is different than an actual prophetic word. A prophetic word is an opportunity. Okay? Sometimes it is like me going into the future, getting a picture of what it is, and coming back into the present going, this is what God just showed me. Sometimes it will be declaring something that will happen. Do you hear what I'm saying? But sometimes it is also an opportunity. And you have to come into alignment or agreement with the opportunity for it to be released. Do you understand? There's forthtelling and then there's foretelling. There's two different kinds. But we have corporate words as well as some personal words that we want to release. I'm going to have the corporate words be released first. So again, your job is to discern the word, test the spirit, and see if it fits or not, okay?
Go ahead. Hi, good morning. This morning during prayer, the Lord gave me a vision of Legacy Church, and Legacy looked like just this cute little house with a cute little roof and trims on the window and a white picket fence, a very traditional house, like something you'd see maybe in the movies of the 1950s, where you'd open the door and you'd see mom and dad having dinner with little kids, and there would be a pot roast and maybe a dog. Very safe, very welcoming, very nice, very normal. But inside the house, when you went further, there were two winds in the middle of the house, and one wind was the order of God, and one wind was the prophecy of the Lord. And as these winds engaged with each other, as they chased each other, they created like a whirlwind, like a tornado from inside of the house that built wider and wider until it went through the house, out over the house, and I could see it begin to spread to the local area like a giant tornado. But rather than like picking up things and tossing them and destroying them, when it touched a house, when it touched a barn, when it touched a car, it just swept it up into the whirlwind, into that activity. And as I saw this, the Lord said to me, do not be fooled into thinking that Legacy is just another nice, safe church. Because from deep within the house, I am releasing my order and my prophecy to begin a new work.
Good. Yeah, thank you. So good. Thank you.
Good morning. Oh, so I was not going to come to church this morning. I haven't been feeling well. And I had texted Mia that I wasn't going to make it to prayer. And my husband left to get here early to set up outside. And so when I was by myself, I started praying and just telling the Father how I felt. And then I heard him say, get up, put on your praise worship music, and get going. And I'm like, do I have to? He goes, get up, put your music on, and get going. So while I was brushing my teeth, he gave me a word. So my phone keeps turning. So when I was brushing my teeth, I heard him say, what's your battle plan? And I said, okay. He goes, what's your battle plan? And he said, you need to write down a battle plan. Write down what the tools that I've given you, what I've told you to do. Write it down. If you're contending for something, write it down. Write the scriptures down. It's okay to read books about prayer and how to strategies in battle. But what is your battle plan? What have I told you? Write it down. And then he showed me like generals with a battle plan. You know, they had a plan. They were there, looking at it, and he gave an order to a man and he left. And I go, ooh, neat. And then he goes, look closely, and I did, and I saw the emblem of it was our enemy. It was from another. I don't want to say what I told you. It's okay. And he said, The enemy has their own plans, strategies. You need yours. Y'all are all generals. And I go, how are we generals? Because you're the author of your own book. So you're the general of your own life. What is your battle plan? And each battle is different. So you need a different plan for each battle, but you have it written down, recorded. If you can go back to read how you won that battle. But I will provide the tools for your next battle, but write it down.
That's good. Amen. Yeah, that's good. And listen, like, what's the war room, right? The war room is the prayer room that Mia was just talking about. And I always tell people in prophetic ministry, when you get a prophetic word, write it down. Write it down. Get it recorded. Be ready always. When I taught in a ministry school, I taught people to whip out their phone immediately and record it so that you can capture it, so that you can experience the word as it's being released. You don't have to think about it, but then later you have it so that you can go and write it down, and then you steward the word. If it's the word of God, we should steward it. Amen. Like, and it's okay if you don't know if it's the word yet. You got to test it out and see, right? But then write it down. Don't just flush it. Oh, I don't think that fits because that's not me. Well, that might not be you today. It might not be a word of knowledge. Remember, it might be an opportunity or something that God's going to show you and have revealed to you. We know in part and we prophesy in part. So it's like a puzzle. Okay. God is a God of mystery and he loves it. He hides things not from us, but for us, but you got to seek it out. Right? It's like the Easter egg hunt I always talk about. When you're like four, they're just in the grass, right? But when you get older, if you're going to really find a treasure, you got to go looking for it. It's the joy of the journey of looking for it. And God loves that. He hides them for us. They're treasures. And so gather up your prophetic words if you have them. Gather them up if you haven't done this already. I've gathered all the ones that Chris and I and our family have, and they're in a particular book that he gave me, a journal. And I go over them all the time as like the word of God in the same way. If I carry the word, right? If I carry the prophetic word like the word of God, if I believe or contend for it to be him, then I'm asking him about that in the same way. I'm going to treasure what the Lord is saying. Amen. Does that make sense? Okay. So I have three brief words for three people, and I don't know all of your names, but I'm going to start. She left. No, there you are. You moved on me. Okay. I don't know you, dear, in the white shirt that's got vote for Pedro. Yeah. I don't know who your Pedro is, but there's a kingdom business person that I've been in a group with recently. His name is Pedro, and he's actually from Vacaville. And so when I saw that, I immediately thought of him. And so this is what I feel like the Lord is saying to you. You actually have a business entrepreneurial spirit. You're a visionary, and you see things in the future, like what's going to take place. And you have dreams and ideas and vision, and God's going to give you a whole lot of dreams and a whole lot of ideas. And it gets really frustrating as a visionary because we start things and we don't always finish them. But I just am releasing to you right now the encouragement of the Lord that these dreams and these visions, these desires of your heart are from him, and he's really good. And if you'll write them down, like I just said, if you'll write them down and partner with him, you're going to start seeing multiple businesses be launched by you. You're going to see multiple dreams, multiple things being launched by you. There's a stewarding of the financial realm, a business realm that the Lord is going to move you into, and he's going to break off a mindset that we have in the church sometimes in ministry, a poverty mindset, because he's saying to you, I've already funded every dream that I've given into you. It's already going to happen. So you just say yes, and you dream really big, exceedingly abundantly, more than I can ask or imagine. He says yes, like whatever you want. And the picture that I just had is he's like, and I use this a lot, if your dad was going to take you to go shopping for a new car, come on, right? New car. Are you going to go like, I'll just pick this little lemon, Dad, you know, don't spend too much money on me. It'll just be a little thing. It's okay. It doesn't have to be anything major. And Papa's like, what do you want? Oh, well, I'll just have this one. It's okay if it struggles like that. No. He's not even in the used car lot. He's over here in the brand new section. Like, what do you want? You want a truck? You want a car? You want a, what do you want? Four wheeler? What do we want? You know, so he's telling you, what color do you want? Do you want a sunroof? Do you want, like, whatever you want, like the full package is available to you. The only limitation is going to be what you dream for and what you believe for. So I thank you, Jesus, for that word. And then I know I met you this morning. Is it Leona? Your name? Luann. I was close. Darn it. Okay. So Luann, I feel like the Lord, and again, I can miss it. Okay. I fully admit that I can miss it, But when I see you, sometimes what the Lord does is he highlights somebody that reminds me of somebody that I know. And I know a woman who has an amazing ministry in Thailand where she rescues children from the sex trade. And she rescues women off the streets. And she provides businesses for them. She provides work for them. There's a cafe and there's a hairstyling salon. There's these things. And there's something about the spirit of adoption, because I also know that she adopted not just these women just in this ministry and these children, but she actually adopted a young boy. And so I don't know, but I feel like the Lord is saying that you have the ability to be able to rescue people from slavery. You have the ability to rescue people who are bound and who do not know their worth and value. And you actually bring them into adoption. Now, I don't know if that's literal or not, but it may be spiritual. But I feel like you're bringing them into adoption to know who they are as sons and as daughters. And so there's a mothering thing on you that gathers these people who feel very lost, very poor, very broken. I'm talking third world countries. Stuff. Okay, like there's such a poverty. Is this making sense to you at all? Okay, thank you. I'm just feeling it right now. So like I would be done a little bit, except that the Lord keeps pulling on me. And so I'm just going to release. Father, whatever this looks like in her life, God, I thank you. And I thank you that you're growing it. You're growing this dream. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever that looks like, God, that sons and daughters will be restored to their inheritance, to their identity in Jesus' name. That you're going to provide every opportunity, that she's going to lay up foundations and platforms for other people to go higher into their arena. And I thank you, Father, that it'll also be personal to you. Just like this person who did this for a multitude of other people in ministry, she personally adopted one. And I feel like there's something really personal about that too, to adopt a son or to adopt someone into your family in some way. It's very personal. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that word. And hi, dear. I don't know your name either. I'm sorry. Aaron. I saw horses around you. And so I don't know if you're around horses a lot or if you do anything with horses, but I saw horses like in a corral or whatever. And every time I see horses, I think of a couple different things. One of them, I see power. So horses for me equal power and they equal freedom because they're very powerful beings. But I also know as a therapist that the equine therapy is really powerful. There's healing involved in that and working with the horse and really understanding the temperament of a horse and getting a horse to match its rider and all of that. And I feel like the Lord is saying that he is releasing to you a ministry or a work that is healing. And I feel like it's personal to you, like there's healing that and freedom, power that he's giving to you for you first, that there's some kind of breakthrough that you've been contending for, and he's already released the power. Right there, that there's a power right now. Thank you, Jesus. There's a power releasing freedom right now. Thank you, God, that you're releasing right now a gift of healing to her that is for her and that it will spread and multiply to other people that she will minister to, God, whether it's in the natural, the spiritual, that there are horses. There are horses and horses. It's not just one horse, like it's not just you riding a horse, but there's a whole corral of horses, like I don't know, like, again, I don't know if it's in the natural, but there's like an equine therapy kind of a thing. Like there is a multiplication that is coming because of that. And I thank you for that, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God is so good. I feel like the Lord wanted me to knock down a couple fears real quick. If this is your first time here or your first time in an area where prophecy is being released in a church environment, it's very biblical in Corinthians. It says, let all things be done in decent and order. And the key point of that, a lot of times people want to really henpick on the decent and order. I think that was decent and I think that was an order. But it says, let all things be done, right? So there's a component of life that happens in the course of a church. And so this is normal life. And I also felt like I needed to knock down a fear. When Sylvia said, you're all generals, I immediately sensed in somebody's spirit, I think it was more than one, well, isn't Jesus the general? No, he's not the general. He's the commander-in-chief. Okay, he's the king who sends out generals. And so if you think lower of Jesus, you're going to limit yourself. And then when you think lower of yourself, you're limiting yourself into that. And so that was a good word, Sylvia. That was also a very, very good word about the house. We've got so many words about a whirlwind. In fact, Latimer Bowen, when she was here, she's a prophetic artist from Abilene and a dear friend of the Hatchers and has become a friend of ours as well, but painted a painting in here during time that had specific vortex and there's a swirl on it. So that's a really good word.